Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I think you know the gentleman on my left is Admiral Ben Morrell, United States Navy, who has been loaned to the Department of the Interior to help with the taking over of the bituminous coal mines. He will be designated Deputy Coal Mines Administrator, and hereafter I will exercise the powers of the executive order issued today as Coal Mines Administrator. We had a meeting this afternoon with Mr. John L. Lewis, President, Mr. John O'Leary, Vice President, United Mine Workers of America, and we have just finished a meeting with the Operators Negotiating Committee, and I think you have the names of the five gentlemen on that committee. In our meeting with Mr. Lewis, we asked for his cooperation. We explained the takeover procedure. I believe you know that the hour set is 12:01 tonight. And we asked Mr. Lewis if he felt there was any further use of negotiating directly with the operators. We made clear to him and later to the operators that it was the government's policy to see the union and the operators get together on their own rather than have the government negotiate a contract. We were advised by Mr. Lewis and later by the representatives of the operators that they felt it was hopeless to attempt further negotiation between them. In that event, we told them that the government would attempt to work out at least the principles of a contract with the United Mine Workers. We are holding a further meeting tomorrow with the representatives of the United Mine Workers, Mr. Lewis and a number of his associates, to explore more fully their various proposals. We did spend a good deal of time today going over the views of the mine workers and the views of the operators. In short, they briefed us on what has transpired so far and where they stand now. I think that summarizes what transpired. Admiral, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I think that you indicated to the operators and to the officials of the Mine Workers Union that they will be given every opportunity to present their views. I believe that's a correct statement. They would be.
Did Mr. Lewis say he would go back to work next week?
Mr. Lewis made it quite clear that under the Smith-Connolly Act, the union itself has no alternative other than to stay out of the affairs of the mine workers, pointing out that it is a matter for each individual to decide for himself. We requested his support in keeping the mine workers on the job. He has that request under consideration. He took that matter under consideration, and we will discuss it further tomorrow.
Mr. Secretary, is the implication there that whereas the union will not tell them to go out on strike, any man can decide that when the truce is over, he will stay away from work?
I'm not drawing any inferences or implications whatever. The law is that organized groups cannot exert any influence in any manner on the men at work. Of course, each individual under that law has a right to decide his own policy for himself if he acts as an individual.
Is Mr. Lewis calling in his policy committee to take that subject up, do you know?
He said that there was some question as to whether his policy committee would be able to operate because of the Smith-Connolly Act. He did not say definitely whether he was calling them in or would call off the proposed meeting.
What time is your session tomorrow, Mr. Lewis?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Where is it, Mr. Cruz?
Mr. Secretary, what's the status of the progressive mines, which have a longer truce?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that at the moment. I'm not sure whether their truce goes beyond next Saturday night
June
or not.
June 15th.
June 15th?
I'm told.
Did Mr. Lewis promise to have a definite answer tomorrow as to whether he would direct the men to go back to work?
Mr. Lewis made no promises and we requested none.
You have no idea when you will have an answer?
No.
You said that you appealed to Lewis to ask his men to stay to work, and you said that he would talk further about that tomorrow.
Right.
Was that a discussion of terms of any agreement or concession that he wanted?
Mr. Lewis outlined at some length his views on the various matters which have been under consideration. It was a general preliminary discussion, the thought being that his specific views would be made available tomorrow. Mr. Lewis recognized that a period of government operation would present some new problems that were not involved in his negotiations with the mine operators.
Will the arrangement be for the miners to go back to work and then to get an agreement with the government, or to get the agreement first?
The miners mostly are at work now, and I hope they will stay at work.
Agreement or not?
And I hope that we can find a basis for an agreement that will keep the workers on the job. As you probably know, under the executive order, the agreement must be within the policies established for wage and price stabilization.
Does that mean the government may operate the mine permanently?
I certainly hope not.
Will the contract eventually have to be made by the operators themselves? You're just going to work out the principles of the contract, you said.
We may have to work out the contract itself. I would prefer to see merely an agreement on the principles. But whether it's an agreement on principle or a contract between the government and the United Mine Workers, before the mines would go back to private operation, contracts would have to be worked out by each operator and the union.
Any further concerts to schedule with the operators?
We haven't scheduled anything definitely. I assume that when and if any proposals are ready, there will be further discussion with them.
Do you have any estimate of how long it might take to work out the principles of the contract with the United Mine Workers?
I'd prefer not to speculate about that tonight, Al. I think we'll know a lot more about it tomorrow night or Thursday.
Was it your idea that you will work out what you call principles of a contract and ask the operators if they would agree to write a contract on that basis?
On the question of principles, there are matters involved in this controversy that are not usually included in contracts, or at least are new for contracts. And it may be that some of those will have to be worked out later, subject to a certain understanding on the principles.
What matters in the government service?
Well, questions like safety standards and health and welfare fund.
Could you expand that, Mr. Secretary, that last remark of yours? You say they may have to be worked out later. I wonder just what you mean. Would you have an agreement on principle first?
Well, I would prefer to expand at our next meeting when we have a better understanding of what Mr. Lewis's position is on these points. All I'm trying to say is that there may be matters involved in this controversy that will have to be agreed to as a principle rather than written out in detail in a contract at this time.
Secretary, will you be able to see us, or will the Admiral be able to see us every day and let us know the progress of this?
We'll try to see you every day and keep you posted on what's going on. I can assure you that we're not going to conduct these negotiations in any, what do they call it, smoke-filled room. We're anxious to do the best job we can, realizing that any kind of a deal that the government has to make in a situation like this will be subject to terrific criticism from almost everyone. I think it's only natural that the mine workers feel that a government seizure puts them at a disadvantage, and the operators appear to feel the same way. The Admiral and I are sort of caught in the center, and we'll just do the best job we can considering the responsibilities we've inherited.
Do you expect an answer from Mr. Lewis tomorrow on this question of getting his support for keeping the men at work?
Mr. Lewis did not say he would give us an answer tomorrow. Anything further tonight?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sorry we kept you waiting.
You go ahead.
9 o'clock in your office. All right. Fine.
Could you step over this way just a bit? That's not too much.